This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
First thing you have to do when grilling is to marinate. A lot of people like Budweiser or Mountain Dew. Heck, I've been baptized in both of them.
Who's back in rehab?
All food tastes better after it's been harmed. Think about it. Sloppy Joes are just hamburgers that got their ass beat.
And who's hitting who?
Oh my God, Donnie, you're like smoking up the whole neighborhood.
Why don't you shut up, Amber? You're just mad it ain't menthol.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen. NMLS 2239. We start first in Baltimore. Woman was charged with drunk driving in Rosedale. And just 20 minutes later, she was pulled over again for the same offense.
Well, how do you get charged and then out of jail in 20 minutes? That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Maryland State Police say Stephanie Ringhold, 33, had two young kids with her, 4-year-old and a 6-month-old, as well as another adult when she was first pulled over shortly after midnight on August 11th. Her gray Dodge Charger had been speeding and passing a vehicle on the shoulder, and a trooper saw signs of impairment after pulling her over. She was advised she wasn't allowed to drive for 12 hours after the arrest. After being taken to the Baltimore County Police Department's precinct, she was processed and released to a sober driver. This makes more sense now.
Yeah, I get it now.
Less than 20 minutes later, the same trooper who arrested her saw her arrive back at her vehicle and get in the driver's seat and drive away. She was arrested again. Then she was again released to a sober driver.
It would seem as though part of your DUI arrest would be the fact that you can't be released until you're 100% sober. I mean, I think you should have to pass a breathalyzer, even if somebody that's sober comes and picks you up, right?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of the...
You would think so.
Yeah, I thought that's the way, but obviously not. I guess maybe it's state to state. We've got a Phoenix woman and her family found a rattlesnake slithering around her backyard, so they decided to take matters into their own hands to protect her two dogs.
Burn the yard.
Said she hit it in the head with a shovel, and afterwards, her dad suggested keeping the skin as a souvenir and eating the meat.
Make some boots.
Where you call your dad, and that's what your dad tells you to do.
You know what you ought to do with that.
Keep it.
Now, they said that eating the meat was like eating a chicken finger, but a lot less meat than a chicken finger. Does chicken finger have a lot of meat?
I mean, depending on where you go.
A lot of breading.
I would think the chicken finger would be about the size of a rattlesnake, right?
Have you ever had snake?
No. I have not.
Neither. I don't think I have. I might have tried rattlesnake before. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think I have. I've done the alligator. I've done frog.
Yeah.
But I haven't done rattlesnake. I guess I would try the iguana. What did they say? It was something of the trees.
It was the chicken of the trees,
chicken
right?
Chicken of the trees, yeah.
It's the iguana. I've had the frog legs. They're, you know, frog legs are like a real skinny chicken.
Do you think if you invited people over for the Labor Day barbecue and you had an iguana on a spit, would people leave?
Just caught it today.
A little apple in his mouth.
Okay, so the Iowa State Fair is going on right now, and they've got the regional hot dog eating contest for Nathan's. If you qualify there, then you go to Coney Island for 2019.
All right. I did not know we had qualifiers for this.
The winner guzzled down 29 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeesh.
But he's got a scientific process. He removes the wieners from the buns.
Yeah.
Dunks the buns in Kool-Aid,
ugh.
Then puts a couple of hot dogs in his mouth, swallows them down with the drenched buns, ugh. Rinse, and repeat.
See,
this is Matt Hungry Hazard.
Ugh.
That is the worst part about that.
The wet buns?
Yes, watching them eat those wet buns, and they get it all over their face. There are few things in this world more disgusting than the hot dog eating contest. I am offended that ESPN chose it.
Yeah, I don't watch it at all. Now, this guy Hazard, he's got his own YouTube channel.
Of course he does.
Ranging in talents like eating whole Costco pizzas. Is that a big pizza?
Well, I mean, I think you can get a large one there in Costco.
To devouring 25 ice cream sandwiches at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah, but, I mean, it depends on the size of the pizza.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to Slice and eat a large or a regular-sized pizza.
And it depends on if it's thick crust. Like, thin crust is easy to tear through a whole
deep
pizza.
Dish.
Deep dish, yeah, Chicago style. Could you imagine how bad you would feel there?
This is interesting. We've talked about how the hippopotamus is one of the most dangerous animals in the world.
Uh-huh.
Just last weekend, we talked about the tourist from Taiwan that was killed in Kenya. A viral video that appears to show a visitor at the L.A. Zoo hop a fence, sneak up from behind, and spank a hippopotamus has prompted a police investigation, according to the L.A. Times. Now, the bizarre video was posted last week. Showed the unidentified man approach two hippos named Rosie and Mara. Rosie 4 was the one who was spanked. Do you kind of wish Rosie or Mara would have taken him down?
Yep. I wouldn't mind. I mean, look, they're just doing what they would do. You would imagine alcohol's involved in this and probably a bet with a friend. I bet you won't do it. I bet you won't do it.
I mean, right now, what would it cost for you to go into an enclosure with a hippopotamus? Not even spank it.
Oh, zero. There's not an amount. There's not an amount, Lance, because you're risking your life. Yeah. He can kill you with one bite.
And it's going to be a bad way to go.
Yeah. You're not going to die right away, right?
No.
I mean, he's just probably going to break your back, and you're going to lay there, and then it's going to get bad. That's going to be the highlight at that point.
You know what we really need right now is a breakfast sandwich that's got a ton of calories, right?
Yeah.
Please.
We've got a new one rolled out.
I could eat one right now. Nobody brought me one.
More than 200 McDonald's restaurants in Minnesota tested a new French toast breakfast sandwich at their locations, marking the first time in 5 years the chain has released a new morning sandwich.
Okay, tell me what's on this.
So basically, two slices of bread. The bread is accentuated with eggs, vanilla, and cinnamon, covered with American cheese. The sandwich comes together with pork sausage, an egg, and applewood smoked bacon. Probably sounds pretty good to me, right?
Sounds delectable, yes.
The sandwich has over 37 grams of fat, 650 calories, a staggering 385 milligrams of cholesterol. By the way, that is 129% of the daily recommended intake.
A lot of cholesterol.
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Okay.
So there you go. But you can only get it in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, that does seem a little hefty.
They don't seem like a healthy lot either, do they?
Who, Minnesotans?
Yeah.
The sausage and bacon together seems a little superfluous to me. I mean, like, I would rather just
pick... A little overkill?
Yeah, it's a bit overkill. I think I'd pick one or the other.
I think I would go with the sausage.
Oh, I would, yeah. Yeah. On a sandwich. If it's my main meat, I don't mind a bacon being an accentuating meat on a sandwich, but if it's my main meat, I want it to be sausage. Like a BLT, you know, you kind of understand you're not going to have a lot of meat on it, right? And then the bacon cheeseburger, the burger's my main meat. The bacon's just an accentuation.
Although they're my initials, I've never understood the BLT sandwich.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato? Oh, it's tasty. You don't like a BLT?
I don't think there's enough to it. It's just a loose sandwich.
I would do a BL. I wouldn't hate the T.
It's like
I like lettuce. I like tomato. I like bacon. I like mayonnaise. I like white bread.
You like everything on the sandwich then?
I don't know. It just doesn't come together as well as other sandwiches.
It's kind of, it's got that little salt.
Yeah.
And then the refreshment of the tomato, the juice, and the crisp lettuce.
I can tell you're hungry. You're about to dig into that Cliff Bar, aren't you?
It's kind of, it's like a healthy sandwich. A BLT is kind of like a healthy option if I want to go healthy.
I don't think anything with bacon is healthy.
There's very little bacon on it sometimes.
Okay, I've got some crazy ideas for you.
Do I look at food differently than most people you know?
Yes.
I think you're a little more passionate about it.
I'm very passionate about food, yeah.
Okay, here's some crazy ideas. First, a YouTube channel that does public restroom reviews. I don't use public restrooms enough.
Well, it's just like restaurant review. Like, this is I'm at so-and-so restaurant in downtown, and I have my camera. I'm going to show you. This is the toilets. This is where nobody washes their hands. There's water everywhere.
Here was my idea for an app.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do enough people use public restrooms where they'd be interested?
Yeah, but here's my idea for an app, and I think this is a genius idea. But you have an app.
What kind of review would we get on the first floor down here?
Falcon Cullet.
I haven't used that one in a while. Here's my review. Here's my app. So you're driving down the road, Rockstar. You pull this app up on I-65 or wherever, 280. Well, it's really I-65 primarily. And it has the upcoming exits. Mm-hmm. And it's like combines Yelp so that if you go use the restroom, you can do a review on the restroom. So I know, this place has got clean restrooms and, you know, and like crushed ice in their fountain. You see what I'm saying? So I know what I'm getting before I ever get off the exit. But don't you think that's a good idea?
If you desperately have to go to the bathroom and you see this one place has a terrible, we'll do one more exit?
Well, if I know one more exit up, I can get a good clean restroom, yeah. That's the whole point.
Another crazy idea. Reality show in which CEOs have to live off their lowest paid employee salary for a month. I think that would be incredible.
Fantastic.
So like if I'm paying a guy minimum wage, I've got to live off that for a month. That would be interesting. Undercover boss gets close to doing that, but they don't quite do that.
Yeah, but he still goes home to his own bed.
Yep.
Peanut butter jar with a lid on both ends, eliminating the impossible to get bits on the bottom.
Why do we not do that?
I don't know.
It's a great idea.
And you get to dig and it gets in your knuckles.
Awful. It's awful, yeah.
Another crazy idea, to make shows with a laugh track funnier, instead of the sound of an audience laughing, replace it with the sound of just one guy laughing hysterically.
Can you imagine that? Just one guy. I don't get that one. I don't get it.
Another crazy idea, having a special guest throw the first punch in boxing, kind of like the first pitch in baseball.
So like Deontay Wilder standing there, I can just walk up and slug him.
It's just like a kid,
yeah,
a little 8-year-old.
And you're hoping Jimmy Fallon's the one that throws the first punch.
Yeah, absolutely,
punch.
Yes.
And our final crazy idea, cinemas should have smaller screens which you can rent out and then go watch whatever movies you want with friends. I think that'd be
fun. It's not the worst idea in the world, yeah. Like a small screening room, basically.
Yeah, and you said, like, we're going to watch The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and
I want to have, 100 people.
And you could charge a premium rate then, right?
It's like a private party.
Yeah, it's a private party, and it's foods involved and all that. That's a good idea.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.